Ah, the soapbox. Oh, gee, I've been waiting for this. I've had a blinding flash of the obvious. All the talk about renewable energy versus coal, I get it, I get the need to shift. But why is there so much energy needed? That's what's pushing out the CO2 emissions, the need for energy. And why is that need there? Because we want more cars. We want to travel more. We want bigger houses. We're causing this. I don't say it's not coal, although there are some people that do say that. But really, you know, when I was a kid, you had a shared bedroom. The family had one car, if they had a car. You caught the bus around to do what you needed to do. You made your own jam. You made your own chutney. You didn't go out for breakfast. You did it all at home. But now you buy the jam, and there's a big factory that makes that jam, and it spews stuff out into the atmosphere. You could go and buy a roast chicken instead of doing it yourself. Well, you know, there's factories that make the equipment so that corner delis can have those chicken rotisserie things there. Air conditioning was an absolute luxury. Now everyone has it and everyone uses it all the time. So the energy being used is because of us. We're the ones. It's not just a consumer society. There's nothing wrong with wanting things. But it's an indulgent, self-absorbed consumer society. Buy one set of clothes, chuck them out next year because they're not the right fashion, not the right colour. ABC's War on Waste did a great job in highlighting this. But what is driving the need for energy, the need for factories, spewing out stuff? It's us and what we want. And we want more, more, more. Maybe if we made our own jam and chutney. I know that's not really what I mean, you know that. But just cut back a bit on having everything produced by other people might make a difference. Stop wanting to fly in jets all over the world every year. You know, just go back to living normally. Maybe it'll help. Maybe.
Now maybe you're right, or maybe you're wrong, but I ain't.
Well, that's it for this week. If you've got a comment, just hop onto the ABC site, go to Radio National, and follow the prompts to Counterpoint. This is Amanda Vanstone saying, until next week, Sai Chen.
I can't think about it no more. Tell me if you know you were loving me. I was loving you, but now there ain't.